It's a weird web. Last episode, you guys found out the Nora you were talking to wasn't Nora. While Nora was distracted with Ezra, taking care of them, an imposter Nora came, found out a bunch of information from you guys as you were about to try and take Rosemary back from Oberon. Oberon snatched her away.
Fuck, we directly asked Loki about the true love's kiss.
Uh-huh.
God.
No, that was after.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I thought he already left by time.
No.
He left when you scried.
Yeah, Nora, like, fully responded to our question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I thought Nora wasn't here this entire time.
No, I waited till you were good and distracted.
Yeah, very rude.
But as we open, real Nora has been caught up on everything, and you all can go do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I mean, I want to do karaoke, but I feel like that's not really what we want to do right now.
No, it's not.
No, but if any of you get the vibe to do karaoke, I'd be absolutely 100% ready to do it at any point.
All right. At this point, there is a whooshing sound and then a knock at your front door.
Look who the people.
It is Todd and Yezu.
Open the door.
You say you open the door? Okay. Hello. As Yezu just kind of swishes into the room.
Hello.
Todd following. All right. It's been a day. So I was able to do all of that. And Yezu's like, yes, I need the necklace.
Can I show the visual of Loki saying that he doesn't give a shit about the other gods?
You do not just have that in your back pocket.
But I have it in my head, so can you conjure it?
You could potentially conjure it with magic, yeah.
I'd roll for that.
Nora has receipts.
I'm going to use luck, because that was a terrible roll.
So with luck, you go, you project it, and Yezu is just like, uh-huh. Yes, I notice.
So you know that he's probably going to have you all killed after you do his dirty work?
I mean, if he succeeds, but I'm not doing, I guess this is not the dirtiest work I've done today, but I am fulfilling obligations. I'm not doing things I want to do. If I wanted to take it, I would not just have taken a day off and helped.
It's taken 3 days.
You know, you take one long weekend and everybody remembers it.
I'm so sorry. Please, I don't want to go to hell.
Why would you go to hell?
I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm just kind of like, I feel like I should say it out loud.
This is one of the, did somebody tell you that you would go to hell? I mean, you do go to Hades and Redfield, but if you're talking in reference to the whole thing they made around me, I never said you would go to hell. The books they followed when I came around, when I was like, yeah, I'm okay with them, never said you'd go to hell. Either you get into the highest heights or you end up in purgatory, which, like, they somehow did not realize that this was also Hades and Elysium.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, that's a whole other thing. The whole hell thing, that is the lower levels. That is the prisons for those who are never meant to come back up. Rudeness meant to you? You would never be important enough to go there.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
Even your mother probably would not be important enough to go there.
My mother?
No.
Okay, I was like, Nora. Yes. Okay.
The evil sorceress? I said probably. She's getting there. But really, she has only been a henchwoman for bigger things every time.
That was the most savage your mom did.
I don't know if it would change your mind, but I was trapped. This is Nora now.
Okay, yeah.
Last time you saw me, I'm different. She literally killed herself to put in that necklace. You give that to Loki, you're condemning another person.
Okay. I am not looking to do that. Also, person, again, your mother, not in rude sense, very much is one leg on either side of a lot of lines. Good, evil, human, not, but I understand what you mean. Also, I do believe they need the gem to be empty. So, we can, well, I can. Like, Dad, you willing to help? But, okay. You know I'm known for resurrections and reanimations. Okay. We can put your mother somewhere.
And how exactly would that work? Exactly?
Well, we could... Well, resurrection would be very complicated for her. I do think that. But also for a resurrection, she would have to die. But also she could just die and let things go where they may with that. Like you were in the necklace. I know others have been... Things can come out of the necklace.
I guess. Do you know why they wanted it?
I have some feelings. It probably has to do with Loki. Either getting a body or using it as a body.
Because I know that Loki wants to end everything.
Entirely. Yeah, that's what he says.
And I think that's how he intends to survive it. Put himself in there.
Interesting. It is part of Hades, so it resides in the subconscious, the native to it. Huh. I would assume with him as a trickster, I think you may have something there, but then you need to ask, why does he need it this time if he did not need it before?
Because he's not whole.
Ah, that is possible. Which means he may actually be able to die right now.
It'll be hard, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His hand is still missing. Only one of us
knew how to kill gods.
Well, he's a trickster. He's not a god, if you're referring to your kill-happy friend. But if he is trying to protect himself, that means he is worried he is vulnerable. But for now, I can place your mother into a vessel. We would need something that does not currently have a soul, so nothing goes into the necklace, though.
What would you require for a vessel, exactly?
Well, we could. I need to get this back quickly. So, there's a few options. But no, you'd go, putting her in a baby would be weird. Like, only a weird person would put her in a baby. But there is something else.
Oh, that, you mean like a king up, eh?
That has no souls. You could put her in a cat. Cats have no souls.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have a spare cat lying around?
Let there be cat. No.
Well, I don't know. Karen's a lesbian.
I don't have time to care pets. I was
busy. Okay, I guess that's fair.
Garnering power.
Okay. But you got a cat. You could put her in that. You conjure a cat, summon a cat, something like that. You have other plans. I'm just thinking of a quick fix because I really need to get this back to Loki. I'm just becoming more and more Russian.
I know you're Russian. We get it. You got to get back to Loki, but like, just give us a second.
God damn it. This is the daddest of dad jokes.
I told that joke in high school and they sent me into the hallway. Not a joke.
I think it was.
I can try summoning.
Okay, yeah.
An animal.
Roll plus weird.
9.
All right, you get a choice.
Unless someone wants to help.
What?
Unless someone wants to help.
What were you rolling?
Helping's just plus cool, no matter what.
Yeah, but I feel like Irene literally cannot help here.
If you...
I can help. 9 to help.
That's plus 1. That makes it a 10.
Yeah.
All right. So, what kind of cat shows up?
A fluffy white one.
Fluffy white cat. Bounds up onto your windowsill and like...
Actually, no. I want this feralest, goblinest of cats.
The Sphinx?
So a fluffy white cat hops up and starts like tapping at your window and you just hear meow, as just a blur takes out the white cat and then clawing its way up is this mangled, it wasn't born hairless, but it is now cat. With like one slightly larger eye than the other.
Perfect.
Oh, it's charming.
I love it. There you go. There's a cat.
It's a good cat.
All right. Do you, how are you going to put this necklace on what is now a feral ass cat? This was going to be easy.
It just looks feral.
No, It was introduced with violence.
I talk to it in cat.
You can talk to monsters, so yeah, roll plus charm.
14. And I have advanced move on it if you please
someone. That's plus charm.
I can use weird.
You can cast an enchantment spell on this thing.
Yeah. It's a cat. I want it to like me. It can't yell at me to not use magic on it.
Oh, so because it can't say no. But
it's not against the wizardry laws to cast magic on animals, okay?
Do you need a new shovel? You've been digging a lot of holes.
Look, just take my number.
But yeah, the cat is here. When the collar is put on the cat, it looks confused and then starts meowing at you. No, it is not like Merle. It does not get to talk. Unless Mary wants to also RP as Morgana the cat.
I'll RP as Morgana the cat. I don't all care. Right.
There you go. That's then, fun. Yeah, it can have a voice.
Well, we can't have that. And I pull out the collar that I used for Merle and put it on the cat.
All right. Does Morgana have anything to say being in a cat body?
Really? Really?
It was that or a baby.
Like, you had to choose this one.
Yeah, isn't it adorable?
I have mange.
Yeah, you're fine. We'll just take you to the vet.
There's a lab tag on one of its ears.
Why would you do this to me?
Look, this is the only option I had when I summoned a cat.
Oh, bullshit.
Only option.
You're so full. Don't bullshit a deer. Anyway.
Do you see any other cats? No. Ignore the white fluff in the air.
The cats and some fluff out the window just... All right.
What's happening? Anyway, is that what you asked?
She will just kind of sit prim and proper up on one of the counters and say, so, what's happened?
Long story short, Nora got distracted by Dick, and a different Nora came here, who was actually not Nora, obviously. And that person, who... I'm sure you can put two and together who it was, now knows a lot of stuff. Rosemary is in the Feywild now. And so we're going to go on a rescue mission.
Right. Okay.
Also, right. Excalibur's missing.
It's a fucking... What?
Pretty sure Ezra stole it.
I'm not surprised. He always did, like, that particular sword.
Well, I did say Nora was distracted by Dick, so I mean... Should have been assumed Ezra was all up in your house. I mean,
this is a good one.
Mm.
What? Don't give me that look.
You're a cat. Dick.
I think you, like, raised him in one of your lives as well. Not to be weird.
It was normal back then.
Anyway, so now what? So you're going to trek into the Feywild. Do you have a plan?
The extent of my plan is destroy the king of the Fae.
How?
Fireballs, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Good luck with that.
That was my plan.
That okay. So, where's Wednesday?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to figure out for fucking ages.
Wednesday is cursed by Titania and can't be seen except for by gods. So I don't know.
Right. Great. So the one thing that can kill him is gone. Anything else?
Irene looks over at Yaesu.
Yaesu's holding the necklace. Hello. I need to leave.
Right. So... you're going to see Loki, right?
Yes.
If you happen to see Wednesday, can you tell her...
You need me to, like, give a note or something?
I don't actually know how this works. We're going to need someone. Help me out, guys. What do we do? How do we get around it?
Well, when we had our eyes on her, it was fine. And then we took our eyes off of her.
Right. All right. Yeah. If you see it, are you coming back?
I mean, I can.
Cool. Could you bring her back?
I mean, as long as her and her boss are okay with it, that's fine.
Okay, because that would be really great. And then when she's here, can you stay here for a little bit longer so that if we happen to lose sight of her, you can tell us where she is.
I mean, I don't have, like, all night, but I will play it by ear.
Cool, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, question, Ashton.
Yeah?
Where is Wednesday right now?
Last time she was in hell, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think, has Hades let her go out?
Yeah.
Hang out? Okay, cool. If she fucks around in the Pentagon, just with all the gods, like just to annoy all of them, like, she's not killing anyone right now, but I think she's just, like, fucking around.
Well, the thing was...
Would they kill her immediately?
Well, thing to remember is, like, the gods are currently in disagreement finding out that Loki betrayed them, like, right. Was backstabbing them. Because Loki was kind of, like, backing up and pushing for Zeus's plan, which
right.
was why that all happened. And it was like, Loki wants us all dead, and Loki was like, Zeus's plan is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And no one else really, like, none of the gods really like each other much.
Right.
But, like, a lot of them really dislike Zeus.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Yeah, I think Wednesday is, like, feet up in, like, the room with all the gods, maybe, like, in the back, just watching them fight. Probably made popcorn. She's also offered her services to any god that needs it. And by services, she means talking.
It was like, when you say services like that.
She says she means talking, but we can discuss it.
All right. So the thing is Yezu's going to go where Loki is. And you know where Loki is not going to be?
Yeah. No, I'm aware.
There with all of them. So Yezu will not see Wednesday.
Okay. Does Hades have a phone? Because I feel like Wednesday is texting him the whole time.
He does have a phone. Okay. It's a Cricket.
Okay, yeah. Great.
The original red Cricket that just supports T9.
I think, here's the thing, because Wednesday did leave her phone. I think she just borrowed a Cricket from Hades, and I think he has the only number in there, and she's just texting him all of the bullshit the gods are saying.
Honestly, that would be something Hades would want anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
The best part is you know the war room would be underground.
Yeah.
Which means Hades also already knows all of this.
I know, but I think that I add some snark to it.
It's commentary.
Yeah.
It's like you're live tweeting a show he's watching.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yezu comes back. No. Wednesday wasn't in there. So.
Right. So we're fucked.
So can you find her?
I mean, I could definitely look around and stuff. But look, I take it this is very important. I just want to make sure, like, if I can't find Wednesday, we're still friends, right?
Of course.
Okay.
It'd just be super helpful if you could find her.
No, I get it.
That's all.
I get it. I used to travel in big groups of friends, but there's always, like, one that wants something and you don't give them what they want, and everybody gets feelings hurt, the next thing you know.
I mean, it was a little bit uncomfortable that you would try and work with Loki, the guy that's kind of been fucking up
not working with, all the favor to.
Still?
Yeah, not a lot of choices.
I think he had to keep his word, because, you know, he's...
A god, yes.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Because it's like, of who I am?
I realize that you're not Jesus, but you're kind of Jesus. Yeah.
There is no Jesus, there is Yezu.
Yeah,
Jesus,
yeah.
That became Jesus.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like if you promise someone a favor, you gotta deliver. Specifically you.
Oh, no. Like, and you make a favor with the god, you gotta...
Oh, okay, yeah.
You gotta match up with it. You get all these ideas that I'm, meek and...
No, I never said that. I'll flip tables. You did fall three times. So, you know,
okay.
Like stations. I'm sorry. I saw a really great picture the other day.
You carry something that fucking heavy.
Yeah,
I stop take a knee to get a breath, and they're like, you fell. Was my face in the dirt?
Yeah.
One time. But they say three. And some are like, I just need some water.
Yes. Whatever. No, I shouldn't say that about Jesus.
I got the setup, the biggest party the city has ever seen. And what do they end up knowing me for? Bringing the decorations. It's just so fucking weird.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they say it, a crucifix. It's not a cross. You know what a cross was, right? And he puts his arms up in an X. And he's like,
yeah.
Like, what? No. Like, I was like, I'm going to. But yeah, it was a hang. And like, it was a joke.
That's really funny, actually.
I guess the closest thing to describe it now was it was kind of like a mind freak situation.
Oh, like Chris Angel. Yeah. No, that's really good. I really like it.
Jesus was just the Chris Angel of Nazareth.
Dude, shut the fuck up. He was. Judas was his fucking assistant who wanted to go solo.
No, that's Paul. Let's be real honest here, if you know your theology.
Paul. That is
fuck
Paul.
Fuck the writings of Paul. So much of the horrible shit in the religion is based on the writings of Paul, which had nothing to do with scripture. Hey, when you study theology.
Not to get super into theology really quick. Shout out to, I think it was Peter, who fucking sprinted. He like specifically said, like, I was faster than the other guy to see Jesus. Like, yeah. He made a big deal about it, and he was like, no, I won the race. I'm the fastest disciple.
Yeah.
Love that guy. Anyway, go on.
It's just, yeah, no. But I can see. I do say if like she's around other people and I go like get her, I think other people are gonna kinda get an idea of what's up.
Right. You could ask her to like go into a separate room.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I don't know. I don't know what
she's like I said, you could send like a note or something, but yeah, sure, I'll go.
What would we write?
I don't know, what would I say?
Hey, we need you to kill I don't know. We miss you. XOXO.
I mean, I'd start with the hey, your friends are worried about you, but also, do you want to kill a god? We got one just in line for you. That kind of a thing. I don't know. Usually that works. Honestly, I'm really worried about her.
Go do the thing that we told you not to do ever again. But
I'm still caught off guard by Nora just like vaguely going Staten Island there for a minute.
I honestly don't know where the accent is today. I'm on a lot of pain meds.
I can't even have Yesu, like hold on to Yesu right now.
Pain meds are doing me dirty today.
But yeah.
What did we tell him not to do?
Kill gods.
I thought you were talking about Yesu. Okay, yeah.
No, I'm so, saying till Wednesday. Yesu's, do the thing we told you not to do.
Yesu's going to leave. And after a couple minutes, Yesu's going to arrive in the Pentagon with a big old thing of donuts. Just everybody, I brought snacks.
Oh, you are a lifesaver. I almost did an accent. You're a lifesaver.
Yeah. And as like the gods are paying attention to the donuts. Just Wednesday.
Yeah.
Your friends are looking for you.
Oh, that's nice. I'm looking for them too.
I can get you to them. Okay.
Well, no. I just mean I have a setup here. You know what I mean? But it's also they won't be able to like see me anyway. So and it was like really annoying to get here. Like I didn't have to pay for the flight or anything, but like, you know, like I had to like walk past security and like sneak onto a plane. And I got onto a plane that was like, it was like a 9-hour flight and it was like full. So I didn't even get a seat. So I was like standing for a really long time.
In the bathroom.
Yeah. So like, it was like really hard. And I feel like I'm doing more work here because more people can see me here.
Okay, so I'll go tell them you're not coming.
Well, go tell them that I love them and I miss them and I'm
not coming. Okay.
Busy.
Yezu will come back to the house. Hello. This is the last one I'm doing.
No. We're going to do four more of these. And it's only going to be Irene and Wednesday talking to Yezu.
I don't have Wednesday, but I did find Wednesday and they said that they love you and they miss you and that they're busy, so they're not coming.
All right, well,
okay, then.
I don't think they want you to be mad at them, but also, like, they're totally not doing a team player type thing right now. So,
did you tell her she gets to kill gods?
I just kind of brought up that her friends were looking for her, and at that point she was already like, I don't need to go. So I think it's more of a you guys thing.
Great. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. This is now awkward. So I'm definitely leaving.
Thank you for trying it.
Yeah, it's thank okay. you.
Yep. You're always welcome.
This voice is now leaving the series. Goodbye.
No. Forever.
Now that all of that was done.
Irene just kind of like pops down on the couch.
I love how Ashton was the one that was like, we should go get like talk Wednesday into coming here. And then Ashton was the one that was all like, no, I'm not.
Well, that was because you did not mention a single thing about killing gods or why they wanted her.
Yezu was like, your friends miss you and they're looking for you.
Yeah, but you know how hard it is to get there? Listen, if she wants people to live, if she wants... She's got to stay where she is, unless there is any other information that comes to her.
Yezu believed in the power of friendship, and he was wrong.
And Karen just gives up and goes to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the same with Nora.
How many spare rooms are there?
I mean, this was probably like a cottage. I don't know if there's more than one bedroom. I think there's like a bedroom, and then...
There's two bedrooms, one's off limits. Oh. That's Rosemary's room.
Okay. I mean, Irene will sleep on the couch. Is Todd still here?
No.
Okay.
But Anwen is. So you will have a dragon cuddling up with you.
Okay. It takes me a good 6 hours to fall asleep.
All right.
So we wake up. The dog bursts into flames.
Next day. A long rest has passed.
Yep. The dog bursts into flames. Has that not happened in your Baldur's Gate run?
I honestly don't know what to do because the plan was get Wednesday and go get Rosemary. With that Wednesday,
well, we still have.
It makes it more difficult.
I mean, are we really going to take on Oberon? Like,
least enough to get Rosemary.
What if we all wear disguises? I feel like we can ask Todd. Todd might be able to help, right?
Todd offered help, but there's a payment for it.
Oh, fuck. I'll take it.
He doesn't want your payment. He wants my payment.
Can I give him, like, a lot of payment?
He wouldn't tell me what it costs.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I mean, I could ask Todd for help. It would be easier since Wednesday's not coming. I just go, hey, Todd.
Yep, there's three.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Yeah. This is why I don't like a lot of people knowing my name at any given time. I'm getting called a lot.
Last time, I think, probably.
Yeah, we'll see.
All we said was Todd.
Uh-huh.
When people just say Todd three times, do you have to go
like
there?
Within one conversation? It doesn't happen as often as you would think.
Not even if they're like, not even talking about you, Todd? Like they're talking about...
Well, the thing is about magic is there's also intent.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
So you have to be saying my name.
Sure. I don't know how magic works.
There's a lot.
At this point, I'm too afraid to ask.
No, it's fine. I mean, you could ask. I'd be happy to tell you.
No.
Okay. But what is it that you do need?
I would like to take you up on your offer for helping get Rosemary back, please.
Now that it's more calm. Okay. That's fair. I was used as a distraction, so you missed your chance. Understand. Okay. How much help are you looking?
We can't take on the king by ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I can't take on the king either, not directly.
Right. And he took her to the Feywilds.
Yeah, so that's even worse.
He's in his territory.
Yep.
He has the upper hand.
Yep.
I can't fucking fireball him.
I mean,
that's my solution for most things.
How's that been working out for you?
Not as well as I was hoping.
All right, then.
Did destroy a bathroom once. That was kind of fun.
Uh-huh. Okay, so are you just needing me to get you a map to where Rosemary is?
Yezu?
This is more Irish. I keep slipping Yezu into Yezu. Hey, all right. What's but yeah, that? If you just need me to get you like a map for where...
I need to be able to get to her safely without him noticing.
Okay, so now we have some stipulations, and that's amazing. Because with stipulations, we got clarity. My price goes up, but you get what you want. All right. You want a way to get to your girl that is safe and that the king won't be seeing.
Please.
All right. I could have something for you.
Mm-hmm. What's my cost?
Well, first I'm going to ask you, what are you willing to give up?
Last time we did this, I had a really hard time. And I'm extremely tired.
What did you say last time?
Last time I literally had to have it spelled out for me because I was very tired.
Yeah. Well, right now he's literally asking, what are you willing to give up? We're in negotiations.
I know, but like her logical response, like her immediate instinct response would be like anything, which is a bad answer. Yeah. So,
you collect coins? Hmm? You collect coins?
Look, I always take currency as long as it's meaningful. Oh, but for something like this, you're going to need a lot of meaning behind it.
Shit. Okay.
Because, I mean, the easy one, and if I hadn't spent the last 24 hours getting laid and we're in a bad mood, I would give you that you can always find Rosemary, but someone will never be able to find you.
That's fucked.
Do I get to pick who someone else?
No. Oh, hell no.
Of course not.
It would not be Rosemary. That would kind of defeat the whole purpose.
I think that Karen looks down at her hand and sees the wedding band that she has. Mm-hmm. And goes, what about this? What about my ring?
Okay. The ring is a lot. Just the map, we can do the ring. You want to guarantee that it's safe? And you want to guarantee that you won't be found, the ring's going to mean a bit more. I will trade you your marriage.
I get Rosemary, but I lose my marriage?
Yes.
Would she lose the memories of the marriage?
Yes. Just of the marriage.
She's still with the map.
You'll lose it and she'll lose it.
Let's do the map. I don't think it's worth it. I really don't think it's worth it.
Can I roll a sharp check and ask you a question privately really quick?
Yeah.
That's a...
Is a marriage the fact that it's legal papers, or is a marriage something simpler?
You'll still have all the love for me before the marriage.
Yeah, no, we're not stealing love. We're stealing a different concept. Marriage doesn't always mean love. They're not always intertwined.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Like, she could just re-propose.
Don't do it.
Nikki,
I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
How are you
gonna take care of it?
I think Ash is very invested in your relationship.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I promise.
If Karen and Rosemary can't get married, love doesn't exist.
I got it. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry.
What about the house? I built it for her.
Uh-huh.
Or is it the marriage or nothing?
I think the difficulty of this answer is what's telling me it's the right price. I'm not taking the whole relationship. I'm not taking her memory of you. I'm not taking her love for you. But I will be taking the bond of marriage.
Todd is getting another call right now.
From Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let you ruminate on this for a bit. I got to go, duty calls.
Okay.
Nora, I need you to roll plus cool.
Me? Mm-hmm. Roll cool?
Yeah.
Oh, I see why.
So I need to roll cool.
Yep.
8. Why? Okay.
What happened? As Todd disappears, his response to dealing with stuff is duty calls, which is going to trigger something. Remembering that the note was, I'm sorry, duty calls.
Yep.
Which is
going to make much reconsider how much you want to trust Todd. But all right, he appears. Hey, were you in the room with everybody still when you did this?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I think she went into like a bathroom.
All right, I'm not going to be tapping my toes under a stall or anything. What are we doing in here?
Okay, so, you know
Yezu? Yes, I'm intimately familiar with Yezu.
Love that. So like he showed up yesterday and said that my friends really missed me, and I kind of like blew him off, and now I'm kind of like I slept on it, and now I'm kind of like thinking about the like maybe I should go.
All right.
And so I figured you could probably take me.
Yeah.
So can you take me?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. You just need me to reunite you with your friends.
I need you to take me to where they are.
Yes.
And if there's any tricks, like if you're doing like a genie thing, can you just like let me know?
I'm not doing a genie thing, but there are costs. My situation cannot be anything but fair trade.
Okay. Okay. What if, I'm just thinking out loud here. What if I give you the beautiful gift that your ex-wife gave to me?
Roll plus charm.
I'm good at charm. 10.
Oh, jeez, I deserve this. I did put you in this situation. All right, I will agree to this if you can guess my name, but not Todd.
And not Puck either?
There is one name that if you guess it, I have to take the deal.
Is it Rumpelstiltskin? That's not like my final guess, but...
I cannot tell you if it is or isn't.
Is it? Do I only get one guess?
You get one guess.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. And if you lose, there is no deal, and I have to take you to somebody.
Okay, what if instead of this, we do something completely different, where you take that beautiful gift that your ex-wife gave me, and then you can put it on someone else?
I can't do that. I also have to be very careful about how much I acknowledge my knowledge of this, because what the gift you are speaking of is of someone far higher power than me, and I am not technically able to remove such a curse or to alter such a curse. However, trickery and swindling of a fae into taking on a curse does supersede all protections of removal.
Cool. Okay. Awesome. Okay, so...
But that means I must be swindled and tricked.
Right. So I just have to guess your name.
I have technically laid out the terms of that. If you agree to it, I now have to take it.
Okay. Can I ask more questions really quick? Because like I just need to like
you can have questions 3, standard boilerplate fae contract.
You're the worst. Okay.
I'm trying to help you here.
No, I know. I'm sorry. That's just something I say. No, you're being very.
I'm getting you the best interest rate I can.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate that. But can I ask the questions before we accept the deal?
No. Mm-hmm. Information is something to be exchanged. I cannot give you something fair. For free.
So now if I don't take this deal, what happens?
If you don't take the deal, then I am not obligated to do the request.
You just leave.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to take the deal.
Okay. You can ask me questions 3, and then you have to guess the name that I am forced to accept requests from.
Okay. Bobby, can I roll like sharp to see questions, like to get hints about questions that I can ask?
Uh-huh.
Because I want to ask questions about these questions.
All right, roll sharp.
Hold on. Okay. Oh, 10.
All right.
Yeah.
So.
Is this a name that we've said before, like we've talked about? Like, not like in character, but like us as a collective and as friends? Okay. So I'm aware of this. Okay. I have to be sure. Is it, hold on. Okay. Is it the name of like how do I say this? Is it the name of like a not like a Greek god, but like one of those groups? Like he had, it's like one of those names that you want me to guess. You know, like not like a his god name, but like either like his fucking King Arthur name or one of, you know what I mean?
It's a
like it's not just fucking name. Jake.
No. It is okay. A famous name within folklore okay. mythology.
Okay.
Ah,
okay.
You fool! It was Stefan.
Fuck. Okay. Okay. We talked about it. Fuck. Okay. This is one of my Wednesday questions now. To Todd. Does it have to wait? No, it's not. Does it have to be yes or no?
No one said that.
Cool. What is the etymology of this? Like, what country? What's the country of origin of this name?
You know, it is German.
German.
Slavic, technically, but.
Fuck.
It was originally Slavic, but if you give me the German name for it, I'll accept it. It has gained enough power.
Slavic, huh?
The German is built out of Slavic.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck, dude. Hold on. Everyone just hold on because I just need to know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fuck. This is really stressful. I'm sweating so bad.
Making a very easy puzzle and then everyone freaking out, not knowing how it's so hard. This is a investigate the chair situation.
Yeah,
two questions.
I know. Okay, so it's a slop. Fuck.
Got two questions.
So you're like a god?
I'm a trickster.
So you're not a god. You have like, would they refer to you with like the name of a god?
Not these would. I mean, really no one does. Pan's not even.
Okay.
But I have multiple trickster names.
Okay. And do you?
I got one question.
I do. Were you in Lord of the Rings? No. Okay. It's not my question. Okay. My final question. What is your name? What is that name that I'm supposed to guess?
My name is mine and mine alone.
That didn't answer my question.
The name you need to guess is the one that is mine and mine alone.
All right. But you did have to think about that for a second. So.
Yes, I have to give best efforts.
Dude. Okay, I'm not going to guess Krampus, but just know
it has become Krampus. Time. What is my name?
Fuck you, dude. I don't. We've said it?
You have.
Fuck. Can you come back to me?
There is no other ones with the question.
What
is the name?
Shout out to Moss, who's texting me. But
that if you give it to me, I have to do what you ask.
Okay, I know, and I know this is like a fucking like weird trick here, I think.
It's really not. This is so much easier than you think.
How am I supposed to believe that?
Believe in yourself.
Is it my name?
No.
Leave it.
Is
it Bugs Bunny? That's a trickster. I genuinely don't.
The next name you ask, if it's mine, I'm going to have to answer yes or no.
Boss just sent me a very interesting idea. Okay, I think that, I know that you said that. Wednesday is just kind of like in silence, just like thinking. Fuck me, dude. I can't believe you've done this. I'm losing my mind, dude. I took two shots. I mean, it was four. I chugged that soju, and let me tell you, I have no fucking
idea. I know you know this.
I know, and that's the thing. That's why I don't want to say anything, because I know if I get it wrong, you're going to tell me, and I'm going to be so fucking mad. Because I'm going to be like, why didn't I think, or I've already thought of it, and I'm too afraid to say it.
It is one of those two situations.
I know. I know it is.
5, 4,
dude.
3, 2... Name.
Johnny Appleseed? I don't know, man.
So you're asking if my name's Johnny Appleseed?
No, I would just say a random name.
You gotta give me a name right now. You gotta give me my name that when you tell me my name, I have to do what you say.
Is it Daddy? I don't know what you're into.
I need a legitimate answer and you to commit to an answer.
No.
I'm doing my best to not snatch you away to Oberon right now. So
you know what? At this point, I feel like I Ashton deserve it. What do you mean? I hate everyone on this call right now. Because I hate all of you. I fucking hate all of you. I said Bugs Bunny.
So you're going to go with Bugs Bunny?
No, I'm Bugs Bunny.
Who do you go with? Dude. You know it is my German name.
Fuck. Is it really? Fuck you, man. I hate you. You're the worst.
What is
you
my name?
You fucked me over like this? And you're really going to say, is it really fucking Rumpelstiltskin?
Is that finally your decision?
You know what? That's a fucking decision. Fuck you, man. I'm so mad.
That's your decision, Rumpelstiltskin.
I'm leaving. Yeah, I've seen Shrek.
I mean, it's Rumpelstiltskin, but I cannot.
I'm so mad at you, Todd.
Blame you.
I'm so mad at you.
How? Yeah. How? I gave you everything.
I know you did, and it was the first one I said, and I know that.
And I was like, is that the one you want to go with? And you're like, no, it's not.
Upset.
And then you're like, is it a name I said? I'm like, yeah, it is definitely a name you said. Because it was the first name you said.
Listen, I get it. I'm mad, okay? I'm mad at myself. Because that was a good, what felt like 3 hours of my life right there. It felt like a millennia. And I
All right.
We have to stop it. We have to end the call right now. I can't do this. I can't do it anymore.
Well, before that, Tasha's just gonna be like, this is going to make my job a lot harder, but a deal's a deal.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
You are teleported back to everyone. They can see you. Todd is nowhere to be found and cannot communicate with people.
Yeah, we can communicate with
you. You think Jesus is true love?
Before she got here, can I have a little conversation with Karen?
Yeah. Sorry, it got derailed by how can you not guess Rumpelstiltskin at this point?
It's literally in the folklore. It's what's my name is literally Rumpelstiltskin.
How he was in Shrek, Mary. You really, I would.
He's a Brothers Grimm story, making him German.
I'm turning off my camera. I'm mad.
Love you. Sending love.
Moss says, it seemed too obvious. And that's the catch.
But I understand why it seemed too obvious.
Yeah. And that's the catch.
But that's the thing, is I fully forgot I even said that or that it was an option.
I could tell. But like halfway through, you had forgotten. I'm like,
I fully forgot.
It was so hard for me not to be like, yeah, it is someone you already said. I'm like, it's one of those two.
Fuck, dude.
But yeah,
I'm
so
never gonna live this down.
Cutting back before Wednesday arrives, what is going on?
So I just kind of have a blank stare for a minute, and I reach in my bag and I pull out that note that was left for me, and I show it to Karen.
What's this?
It was left on my pillow, and I left to change and try and sneak out.
By Ezra?
Yes, but he's never. We write notes to each other, but he's never used this phrase before, ever. Like, it's kind of like we would write a note because we'd have to leave usually rather quickly. It's just what we did. But he's never used this phrase.
But Todd just did.
I don't think we can trust Todd.
Well, don't say his name anymore because he'll come back.
That is when there is a faint whooshing sound and Wednesday appears.
So bad right now. I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, hey, welcome back.
Why can we see? I'm happy you're here, although a little bit hurt, a little, but
that's valid. I don't want to get into it.
Why can we see you?
A lot of stuff just happened right now, and mentally I'm in a really weird place, but I traded my gift with Todd. It's whatever.
Oh, dear God.